And so we have got an acidic fog. Now in London, back in the good old days, things were not too bright and rosy. 1952, there were 5 days where the intensity during the middle of the day was 0.1% of normal. Like it was basically dark. And the visibility then down to less than 30 metres. So here's an old Bobby with the old gas mask on trying to cope with the smoggy situation. The measured concentration of particles then were 6 milligrams per metre cubed. Of sulphur dioxide, same sort of level, milligrams per metre cubed. And a week later, 4,000 people had died. And that was directly attributed to this classic sort of London smog. Now that was too big a number for the politicians to ignore. And at that point, they decided to do something about it. Now, the deaths were a result of the combination of the sulphur dioxide and the particulate matter, which we call a synergistic effect. So on its own, this 4 milligrams of sulphur dioxide would not kill people. 6 milligrams of particles would not kill people. But put the two together, and it was quite sufficient to kill lots of people that had any susceptibility to respiratory problems. The other thing in the smog as well is the presence of carbon monoxide as a poison. It's going to stress people as well. And carbon monoxide is a reducing agent. Sulfur dioxide is a reducing agent. So these guys are reducing fogs. Now I'm differentiating here between this type of smog and the next type of smog we look at. The photochemical smog is an oxidizing smog, whereas this type of smog is a reducing smog. Now to make a London smog then, you need stationary sources of combustion. So household coal fires are the classic, coal-fired power stations, which the UK rely heavily on. At the moment then, we don't find them in the UK anymore, but cities such as Prague have it, Shanghai has them, and China is now becoming the big specialist in London smogs. You can see here the sort of scenario you get in a smoggy city where you really can't see the buildings anymore, due to the visibility being reduced primarily by the particulate matter. Okay, so that's Shanghai. If you can identify it from the photo, you're doing better than me.